of Buenos Aires, Argentina, and they have a record called Proa, which came out just about a year ago. And last month, their SoundCloud page now features a remix album of that record. So many of the songs remixed by artists from across the world, including Vancouver's very own Block Treat. Yes, that's the project of Brandon Hoffman, who has been on this program before, a good friend of mine, former student here at SFU, an alumni, we would say. And yeah, they just threw his song up, his remix. Very funny story. I won't get into it, really, but basically, Brandon was on this program. I played some Tremor. Unbeknownst to him, a few months later, that very band from way down in Argentina contacted him and asked him to make a remix of one of their tracks. So they heard him somewhere. But yeah, Brandon Block Treat is getting a lot of exposure around the world, so congrats to him. They even put the first track on their remix album. So that was a track called Galopeador Contra el Viento by Tremor, and redone by Block Treat in his signature style. And yes, before that we heard some music out of Brazil, I called it slightly bossa nova, but on second inspection, not so much. Kind of just tinges of electronica and nice Brazilian guitar playing on that. So that was Lucas Santana, Partículas de Amor. And next I'm going to play a new instrumental hip-hop track from Japan, the artist Uyama Hiroto, the album Freedom of the Sun, and the track 81 Autumn. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1. FM, broadcasting from a beautiful, slightly moist Burnaby Mountain.
Thank you. 길이 걸어 이 길이 솔라 길이 걸어 나무리벤 길이 걸어 이 마사케타마 Tá falando de aliaca, não, namoro e vem, guerreiro. Passaremos o luquele, namoro e vem, guerreiro. Cabacurus e de guile, namoro e vem, guerreiro. Curucambuga, curus e de guile, namoro e vem, guerreiro. Oh, se moe bem, guerreiro, e guerreiro solo.
Oud. That was Driss El Maloumi out of Agadir, Morocco. And a new record called Makan came out in late 2013. Yeah, great hand percussion on that as well, as is the thing in many Arabic nations. Yeah, they use their fingers a lot better than we do, it seems. There we go. So before that, we heard a little indie rock from Brighton, England, a brand new band called Black Honey, kind of a mysterious little group, and the only way to contact them is to text them, and they leave their phone number apparently on the website. And the track Teenager, from an upcoming album of some sort, but only a few singles existing so far, Black Honey. And before that, what did we hear? We heard, oh yes, a great, great Malian singer, a legend in his right, and that's from, yeah, Mali in West Africa. His name is Kassé Madi Diabaté. He is a Griot, the caste of musicians who are born into a lineage and become master musicians, almost as if it's like taking a degree in science, like it's inevitable that you will become a master if you work at it. But yeah, this man is incredibly talented, and in West Africa he is a legend. And that is his brand new record called Kirike, which just came out a few months ago, and it was his first solo album in over a decade. But he's done many albums with other folks, including Baleke Sissoko, the great kora player, the French cellist Vincent Segal. Yeah, lots of great records, mostly like classical West African musicians. And yes, Kassé Madi Diabaté. There you go. And before that, we heard Uyama Hiroto, the track 81 Autumn, from his new record Autumn of the Sun. That's S-O-N. Freedom of the Sun. There you go. Music from Japan. And next, before we head to Cabo Verde in just a few minutes, out in off the coast of West Africa, we'll just got one track. In the meantime, this is a pretty far out number here from Myanmar, formerly known as Burma. This is call it classical music if you will, but this stuff's pretty freaky if you ask me. Alright, here's Amar Sign, the track Ahlu Shin, and by all estimations